Kyla,
Casey,
and Carol. Hello, and welcome back to the Mud One Podcast.
We are laughing because Kyla, like, halfway through... Kyla false started and halfway through the intro music just went, good evening.
I'm sorry, only Casey can hear the music.
I can't hear the music.
Oh, I thought you could.
The headphones are plugged into the microphone.
Oh. She just looks at the thing on the
Well, I wasn't looking at where we were at in the audio track, and she stopped saying bing bong, so I decided it was time to go. Apparently
to,
not.
To answer the bing bong question, or the reference to bing bong, every time the intro music plays, for some reason, like, you can only hear it play, like, once in a blue moon. It's really, like, a rare experience that really sets the tone. But so to fill in the space that we're just sitting here silently waiting for, like, the real track
we're
to start.
We're talking the entire time. What are you talking about?
Well, weird kinda. Stuff. People, like, burp, and then, like, everyone, like, gets out their, somebody their swears, and we're, like, functions. Stop saying that. Everyone gets out of the way. But usually I go, like, softly, like, bing, bong, like...
like, to the rhythm of the intro.
But, like, really off-key. Yeah. And, like...
How many of you listen to the intro? I wonder, because I skip intros in podcasts.
Okay, before... I have a comment to make on that, but we should, motion to open debate. Anybody?
Motion to open debate.
That's in order. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Debate is now open.
Okay.
Back this to the topic. Now. Yeah. No, but the thing is, we were looking at stats the other day, and Kyla shared one that was really funny that I think she should share with everybody.
So, oh, I like those. I just want you guys to know, like, we can see everything that you do. Not really.
Oh,
but...
isn't that true?
Oh. Tea. I don't even know if the people in question listen to the podcast, but all I'll say is don't plagiarize. Anyway.
Yep.
Basically, I was looking through our Spotify statistics, and there's one stat that it starts, and then there's one stat that streams. And it's a start if you listen to less than 60 seconds of the episode, and it's a stream if you listen to anything past 60 seconds. So,
someone
listens
literally
you,
like 61 seconds, and it's like,
that's fine.
They stay.
Listen,
we got
I'm asking you nicely, please stay for at least a minute. That's all that I care about. Like, if you just listen to a minute, whatever.
That but makes us feel good on Spotify, not on iTunes, though.
I was looking at our stats for, this last week. So it's only the streams that we have in that time. And there was someone that started, and it's like, and then, so it's like basically starts, streams, and how many listeners there were. So on episode 8, there was one listener, and it was 3 starts. Like, they tried 3 times, but didn't make it past a minute. All 3 times, which makes me laugh a lot.
It's just, like, the funny thing
8.
Is, like,
I don't know.
I really like to think that it was our intro song that turned them off so greatly that they were like, no, I can't. And then they, like, cleared out their, like, Spotify
so
app.
So funny.
And then they went back, like, after they recovered, and they, like, they kept trying, but they
I'm
just couldn't get past it because it was so bad.
Someone was trying to listen to a different podcast, started our podcast for, like, 2 seconds, was like, crap, this isn't the one I wanted. Went to a different one, they closed out Spotify, next time they opened it, our podcast started playing again, and then that happened a third time, and they were like, oh, it's over.
I hate to see it.
Also, I went on to check, like, what episode 8 was. It's planning a conference.
Oh, okay, it was that one. I was afraid that I was thinking episode 8 because it's Women and Mun, and that's, like, one of our higher streaming episodes, but I think that's actually episode 12 or something.
But I just noticed that we got a new review.
Did we?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And this is really funny.
Okay.
Okay. Shout out to the person who left a review. Your name is on the review for public, so, like, I'll just shout out your first name, Martin. Thank you for the review.
Martin.
So the title is Christmas Movies.
Oh my god, yes! I scream. I'm so excited.
He wrote, I'm assuming he. Because
Martin. Sure.
It's okay. Correct us in the DMs if we're wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about Model UN. But I do know that Polar Express is the best Christmas movie created.
Yes!
It surpasses Elf, quality film, and Charlie Brown Christmas, also quality film with a great score. Also, Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie.
Oh my god.
You're my new favorite. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I'm really excited about Martin right now.
I want to repost this on her story.
Yeah, that's really good. That just made my whole day. Maybe blur the last name. So, like,
yeah.
They can't be tracked.
Even though it's, like, public information.
Still... It's not for us to disclose.
I don't want to dox anyone.
Yeah.
I'm not down with doxing.
Doxing you on our podcast Instagram story for your Christmas movie review.
Honestly, most of Casey's editing job is us doxing ourselves in some way that she just takes it out.
Oh, God. Sometimes I get, like, a wake-up in the middle of the night thinking, did I edit out that dog's...
Did I edit out Caroline saying her entire social security number
and every her credit card
number and her credit card okay. and the CVV on the back?
We were talking about, like, mentors, mentees the other day at our meeting because it's getting that to that time where we start to think about that.
Sure.
According to Member at Large John, who was interviewed on this podcast way back on episode, like, five, I think.
Oh, he's so funny. I love that kid.
But he was like, oh, some of the questions that will be on the survey, like, what do you like to do? What are your hopes? Like, your goals? And I, like, jokingly said, your star sign. And then we really started getting into it. And someone was like, your social security number, your credit card number. I was like, your mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
That's really how you do, like,
name your first questions.
Yep. The street that you grew up on.
Your childhood best friend.
High school mascot.
Favorite fruit.
I will say with star signs, I personally made a compatibility spreadsheet for our e-board and made people put in their, like, sun, moon, and rising signs.
Yeah, like, a actual, like, bigger chart than just your sun sign.
It matters to me. I have to know what's going on.
Well,
we also did Myers-Briggs, so.
You'd be proud of me, because today at work, so there are two other girls that I work with who are also, like, really into astrology, and so sometimes we'll, like, make jokes about it or whatever. Mm. And then one girl today was like, oh, what's your sign? I'm like, oh, I'm a Pisces. And she goes, do you have, like, a Virgo anywhere in your chart? And I'm like, no, I'm a Pisces double Cancer. And she literally looks at me and goes, oh, you're so watery.
Did not tell me that before?
I forgot about
That's
it until now.
The best thing I've ever heard. You're so watery. Honestly, yeah, you might have a Virgo somewhere in your chart.
Somewhere.
I'm not saying in your top three, but like your Mercury or your Venus could be Virgo.
I'm about to tell you right now.
Oh, you have it all written down.
Okay.
I do.
I know we've talked about astrology before on an earlier episode.
I want to do a full episode on it. Someday I'll force the ladies to allow me to.
I'm a Libra double Sagittarius.
I'm a...
Libra Sun.
Yeah. I'm a Taurus, Gemini rising, Moon, Sagittarius.
My ascendant node is a Virgo, and that's it.
Why did you write down your ascendant node, you weirdo?
I wrote down everything that was on the thing.
This is interesting.
Right.
Oh my god, your Mars and Aries does make sense. Okay, we'll talk about this later.
Okay.
We'll do a full chart analysis, and I'll read some tarot cards. We're really just gonna get into it.
We never did the reading. Okay.
I always forget to read
that's
tarot.
What we're doing after this.
Okay, we do need to start talking about it.
So to get to the tarot, we need to get past this episode first.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna talk about pulling the death card.
Yeah.
That's my first segue in this, so that's pretty good.
First segue.
But we're gonna talk about being killed in committee and also killing others in committee. And I stress in committee, not in real life. This is not a crime podcast.
We don't condone murdering people in real life.
Nope, not at
all.
Or
at all.
We're big justice people.
Big justice girl myself.
Big justice girl.
wait, new t-shirt idea.
Big justice.
No!
Okay, like and subscribe if you would buy a Big Justice Girl t-shirt.
We can also make Big Justice Boy t-shirts. Or Big Justice non-binary, I don't know. It's gonna be good, though. Big Justice
Person.
Big Justice Person!
Big Justice Delegate.
We're not saying businessman, we're not saying businesswoman, we're saying business person.
Yes, we are.
Inclusivity.
Inclusivity.
101.
Big justice.
Just big justice.
Just big old justice.
Massive justice.
Big fat justice.
That wasn't even funny.
Get your big fat justice out of here.
Caroline and I really like to, lately we've just been telling each other that the jokes that we laugh at, that each other makes, that we just say, they're not funny. Because frankly, they're not.
No.
Okay, to get back on track,
yes,
sorry.
Yes, please.
That segue just went off the rails.
Yeah.
So I've been killed several times in committee, but I have killed even more people in committee. That's kind of my thing. Caroline and Casey, not as much. I make it my goal to kill at least one person per committee. Typically, it's around three is, like, I think my average. It's 2 to 3 usually. Yeah, but it's, like, it's impressive, but it's also, like, kind of not because it's, like, I commit my whole arc to it.
Well, see, that's, like, you know, everyone has their different things. Yeah. That's my thing is, like, I feel like every time I try to go after someone to kill them, I just, like, am kind of chasing my own tail, kind of. Like, I'm, instead of building, and there are completely valid arcs that are built on, like, rising through the ranks, and, yeah, like, you have to, it, that's what you that's do, what, and, like, yeah. eliminating people or whatever. Yeah. But, like, my thing is always about creating, like, an entirely, like, random arc mm-hmm. away from committee, and I feel like if I'm doing something, like, trying to murder someone else in committee to move ahead, I'm paying too much attention to them, and
yeah.
that's why I also don't really like espionage or spy positions in the room, because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm always chasing someone else's idea rather than creating my own.
I love that. See, but I love that you like the of, hunt, the chase, and like no, like when you get that note back and you know that you have them, you're just like,
gotcha,
like, oh, you're gonna be dead so soon, and just like looking across the room and seeing them, being like, oh, you're gonna get a new position real quick. Yeah. Love it.
To admit here, I have never successfully killed someone in committee.
I've only successfully...
You've also never been killed in committee.
I have, yeah. yeah. So I like to balance that, like, we'll see if I make it through this year. Even to my fullest, like, recollection, not the killing people part, but the not being killed extends to trainings as well. Unless you guys can remember something I don't. Because I don't remember.
I barely I don't, remember any yeah. of our trainings.
I barely remember, like, Kyla barely remembers college, so.
No, I... yeah.
No, the only time I've killed someone in committee, it wasn't even a position that was, like, in the room. I was in an ancient Egypt committee, and I was, like, a high priest, and I essentially lured the pharaoh and his wife to this temple and killed them. Because nice. I guess I was doing, like, a private, I was doing a private dream reading, I think is what my arc was.
Yes, wait, I is this the, that. You said the Egypt one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they weren't the even, pharaoh wasn't in committee, right?
No, the pharaoh wasn't, that'd be too much
was the
power.
Pharaoh chair?
I don't know. I don't remember.
maybe.
But they gave me a little crown, which I then had to take off because obviously the entire committee suspected me, but it was also Saturday afternoon, so, like, did I care? No.
Caroline sits there with a crown on, they're all like,
I have, like, a kind of bad picture of me with a crown on.
Mm. Good.
That's it. I've never been killed either, so.
I don't know. It's, I think it's one of those things where it's, like, if you're gonna go in hard... like that,
yeah, you gotta
you're
do it.
Really putting a target on your
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
And every time that I've gotten killed, it's been because I already killed someone else. So it's like, you can't just expect yeah. to, like, not have people come for you. And even, like, you can put up all of the guards in the world, and, like, if you're putting that massive of a target on your back where you're, like, going out and actively murdering other people, you can't really be that mad when they murder you. It's just kind of what it is.
It's the circle of life, really.
It's either kill... Well, I guess it's kill and be killed. It's both.
Yeah, it's both in one.
I don't know. So I guess we can talk about, like, some of our experiences killing others. I guess we can start with that, because we've all done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all murdered here.
Well,
in Model UN.
This is a murder-friendly zone.
Oh my god.
In Model UN.
Someone's gonna take a soundbite of this episode, and then I'm gonna try to go get a job later, and it's gonna be being like, this is a murder-friendly
okay.
zone.
I'm having such deja vu, because I actually, like, randomly re-listened to the Trials episode, just mm-hmm. because I was, like, bored, and it was one of the only things downloaded on my phone.
Sure.
And this was, like, just Kyla and I on the podcast, because Caroline mm-hmm. was away in her undisclosed location, and, we had this exact conversation, because I repeatedly was like, we're not condoning any of these actions in real life. And Kyla's like, if you ever worked at some place that thought you were being serious, you wouldn't want that job anyway. And that's, like, echoing in my mind.
I still stand by that statement. Yeah. Like, here's the thing. You gotta find an employer that matches your level of humor. And if they don't, then it's not gonna be a fun time
but
to
just,
work there.
But just imagine being, like, in an interview and they just, like, point to this, like, you're in a room with, like, a whiteboard and they just go click. And, like, all of a sudden it's, like, Spotify pulls up and this very episode is, like, pulled to the right timestamp. Even worse, it's at the beginning and they're like, we're just gonna listen to this together.
I like the concept more of, like, you're in an interview and then, like, a SWAT team, like, kicks down the door and they're like, we heard that you're a...
podcaster.
No, we heard that you're a war criminal. Like, we're here to come and get you.
No, it's them just playing me making toad noises.
Oh, God. Again, if you have not listened to that episode, two episodes again.
Bring on the toad.
Oh, okay, you're right. Back on track.
But yeah, okay, so I guess we can talk about, like, okay, do you guys remember the first person that you killed in committee?
Oh,
no.
No.
Do you? Well, like,
it's a rush.
See, I've never killed... If you can't see me, I just, like, my eyebrows were just way up there.
Way up there.
See, like I've mentioned, I've never actually killed somebody successfully at a conference. Mm-hmm. I've attempted. I can bring up those attempts.
Yeah, no, that's valuable sure. as well.
Here's my thing. The one thing I was, like, really proud of doing that was actually, like, successful was I excommunicated someone, which isn't killing them, but it had the same effect
depending on the committee, ego. Then it's, like, the same idea. Yeah. Like
medieval France.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
That's basically death, right?
Basically death. Makes yeah. you unable to hang out with anybody. So same idea, I guess. So death is just not being able to hang out with anybody anymore.
Yeah, so the excommunication thing, that was really my only, like, I mean, I pulled other things in committee that were big, but that was really the only time at a conference that I feel like I pulled something that was similar, you know? Mm-hmm. Kyla, since you brought it up, who was your first kill?
I am not 100% sure. I think it was probably my first conference ever, which was also the first time that I was ever killed. I really kind of went off the rails on that conference. I think the first person I killed was... Oh, I guess he was the chair. That was the first person I killed because I orchestrated the murder of the president of Colombia so I could take his presidency.
And then you did.
And then I did. So I guess that would be like my first kill, but it's not like, I guess, quite the same because it wasn't like another person in committee.
Yeah.
But still, that was really fun and it was really a fruitful one because I guess what I'm trying to say is if you want an easy first target, choose someone that's important but not in the room. Maybe the exactly. character of the chair. Because then there's no, like, dynamic quality of it. It's like, yeah. as long as you plan on your end really well, then yeah. you're probably going to succeed because you can't... You yeah. don't have to account for all of, like,
I mean,
whatever the other people
I've killed a few people out of the room. I've never killed, like, someone who was actually a delegate in the room.
Yeah, that was my...
I feel like that's pretty, like...
I think my third conference was
the that takes a long time that. To do.
Yeah.
Well, I never did it. So, I'm also a scaredy cat, to be fair, and I hate the concept of retribution.
I finally remembered what I was going to say.
Oh, go ahead.
Because it goes along the line of scaredy cat. It's, I had said to Kyla, I'm too stupid to kill someone in committee, because I feel like I would just, like, you know, it would bite me in the butt, instead of, like, actually being successful.
I mean, yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. That's, okay. Literally, that's what happened to me. And my favorite committee ever... I basically went after the Powerdell, like, or basically this guy and I were both, like, competing to be, like, the best in the room. And he, stand by it, he was from Ohio State, was a really great delegate. Sorry, I don't remember your name, otherwise I'd shout you out. It was great to, like, debate with you. You were really good. But I orchestrated that he and his crony, his other dude that was, like, following alongside him, were killed. And I did 1,000% do it. I thought I was, like, finessing and did a really good job. Shocker. No. They found out almost instantaneously that it was me. So then they came back as new positions. And it took them a bit to, like, get their stuff together so they could prosecute me. They took me to trial and then had me extrajudicially killed.
And if you
want
to hear that trial, go to the trial episode.
Yeah. So that's a really valid thing. Like, as soon as you, like... make some moves. Moves will be made against the...
Oh, yeah.
It's just how it is.
For every like move, that. There is an equal and opposite move.
It's very true. I don't know. Maybe we can talk about, like, some tools of the trade. Like,
wait.
Sure.
Before we move on.
Yeah.
I finally... Okay. So if you follow the Instagram,
yeah.
you'll recall the meme that Kyla created that is, like... I don't know where the robot's from. But what? you know the one that's, like... Okay, it was posted August 14th.
Oh.
And it's, like, me acting like I wasn't the one that murdered the delegate in power. Oh. And then the robot that says, like, wait, that's illegal.
It's Robot Chicken.
Okay, Robot Chicken says, wait, that's illegal. And it's, like, you know when you're trying to keep that straight face when they walk in to do the crisis announcement?
Yeah.
That literally happened to me this weekend because we were cosplaying as...
LARPing.
We were LARPing as a... court members of Alexander the Great.
Mine is just sophisticated LARPing.
Yeah, we were...
Or, honestly, unsophisticated LARPing.
No,
it's not sophisticated at all.
I hate to, like, derive from the story, but someone literally, like, at our meeting last night...
Yes, God, it was
said
so
they,
funny.
Like, said they were LARPing as...
Yeah.
Like, they literally referred to being in conference, like, oh, I was LARPing as this person this weekend. We were like,
That's so good.
It was Sebastian. We love you, Sebastian.
My angel. He's so good.
Yeah. LARPing is Chungus Khan.
Chungus Khan!
That's a story. Honestly, we need to bring Sebastian on and he can tell that story.
Okay, the Chungus Khan story is so good. It's so
funny. We started chanting Chungus yesterday. Okay, I digress. But we were in the court and so I was the wife of Alexander and one of his other wives were there. One of our other friends, Jake. So I kept, like, sending him messages about us being sister wives, like, referencing the show, like, Sister Wives or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like in history, I eventually did kill him off. We had been working to kill each other the entire committee, but I got the jump on him because I had an oracle give him, like, poison. Because the whole backstory was his character was, like, infertile.
Mm.
That word sounded very
infertile.
Weird.
Infertile. He was infertile. How do you
say that, like, less infertile. Like a robot? Infertile.
There you go.
Okay. I basically had a member of the court go up to him and say, I found an oracle who made this potion that will, like, give you fertility and make you pregnant with Alexander's child. And he drank it immediately. Literally, the note was, like, a strange potion that smells like cinnamon. And he's Jake like, was oh. like, yup.
He goes, hell yeah, so I'm on board.
They walked in for the crisis update. I'm sitting there, people know, and this is why I can't kill people at conference. I have the worst poker face ever.
That's so bad.
They walk in. Like, other delegates who don't know me have made fun of my poker face at conference. Yeah. Yeah, but they literally walk in, and I'm like, I wish you could see my face right now, but I'm like...
I'm just, like, smirking. Yeah, yep.
Kyla.
No, no, like, that's like, tough. That's
you're trying
tough.
To make a straight face, but you're kind of laughing. Yeah. And they're like, Jake, you're dead. So, that was really my only experience that I recall distinctly killing off someone in the room. Mm. Was actually this weekend.
I love that.
Who knows? Maybe we'll get spicy this year.
Speaking of the poker face, from a seasoned vet of murdering people, the best way to make it seem like it wasn't you...
Gasp loudly.
Is, no. Don't be dramatic. Act annoyed. Be like, this is such a waste of my time. Like why would someone... That's so stupid. And then don't be the first person to be like, launch an investigation. Because a lot of people do that and are like, knee-jerk, I'm going to act like I'm vehemently against this. No. Wait, and then when they talk about it, be like, yeah, sure, can we just move on? Like, if you want to investigate it, let's investigate it, but, like, there's, like, we were talking about other things, and, like, I feel like they're more pressing, and then usually people are like, oh, I mean, like, she's right. Like, I've had times where, like, people haven't launched investigations against me when I'm wrong.
It's happened.
Yeah, you gotta defer and act like people are annoying and stupid, and then they will listen
for some reason. I hate to, like, keep referring to the trials episode. Mm-hmm. That is something I brought back is, like, the more you focus on something that someone did in crisis, like, just from a strategic point of view, mm-hmm. you know, the more they're going to be featured in debate and, like, featured through crisis. Mm-hmm. And, like, it gives that person a real step up mm-hmm. when everyone's, like, we're taking them to trial or, like, we need to talk about this the whole time. And if you can, like, debate that well and, like, navigate that and be the center of attention for so long, that's really good on you.
Also, especially if you're the only one brought to trial. And then when they're going in for awards, they'll be like, oh, well, what about that Dell that was, like, brought in for trial? And they'll be like, oh, well, they were able to defend themselves really well and, then, you know, spoke very eloquently. And the crisis notes leading up to it were great and everything.
Exactly.
And even if you got killed during the trial or, like, sent to jail, they'll be like, good on you, bud.
Time to get murdered.
That's why I am, like, I don't know. Every time someone's, like, killed or whatever or does something that people are like, let's investigate. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. Because the more we talk about it, the more it's going to be, like, the center of attention. Yeah. So that's why I feel like that's not the sentiment at all. Like,
no.
I feel like everyone's like, we need to investigate this.
Yeah.
God, investigations are such a waste of time.
Well, it's like, I understand because, like, in the same note of me wanting to kill people in committee just to be able to, like, climb the ladder, investigating people and being able to, like, expose them, I guess, like, in theory would, like, count them out of committee because then no one wants to work with them, which, like, if you do get exposed in a trial, that's not how this goes at all. Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Especially if you come back as a different character, you can rebrand yourself in an instant.
Mm-hmm. Like, someone who won Outstanding at Kayak was killed 3 different times and eventually, like, revived to his original character, and every time he had a completely different personality.
Yeah.
And he was, like, a decent delegate, but I think the reason he got Outstanding was just the fact that he was able to play every character, like, crazy different.
It's important.
Yeah. I don't know. The thing, and, like, because basically if you've, like, never been killed in committee or you've, like, never seen this happen before, if you're a GA delegate in crisis, if you are killed in committee, you aren't disqualified. You are just...
Hey, leave the conference right now.
Get out. I know you paid for this, wouldn't but that be we don't crazy? Want you here.
Then killing someone would actually mean something.
They probably wouldn't let you.
No.
But you're just given another position. And I know most conferences try and, like, give positions that are similar to the one that you had, but sometimes it's absolutely
sometimes they
not.
Just pick another random player that wasn't
like,
used.
Oh, we wrote 40 positions for this and only 25 of you showed up, so I'm just gonna give you a grab bag something here. Yeah. Which is good and bad. I mean, if you're like me and don't even research to begin with, it doesn't really matter what position you get because you're just flying by the seat of your pants regardless. We're just here.
Man, why didn't you do an ad hoc?
I should have, honestly. I would have been really good at it. Honestly, I don't know.
I feel like ad hocs are so nice.
Because I feel like whenever...
to ad hocs, but...
ad hocs are great, I'm sure. But the reason I think that I didn't do ad hocs is every time there was one, there was also a Latin American committee.
Oh, yeah.
So I would always choose that.
Man, you get to ride that wave of, like, not doing any research going into the conference. Yeah, and being like, it's fine. No one else did it.
You get to puke from stress as soon as you went to the committee.
Okay, this is really the difference in, like, delegates with research. Because, like, if you've read How to Research... a crisis position on the website. That one was written by me, and you can tell because it sounds like it was written by, like, an asylum patient.
I'm not recommending not researching. I'm kidding. I do research. Like, it's not like I show up there not knowing anything. That's ridiculous. But, like...
imagine picking a committee about a topic you know nothing about, not looking at your position bio, just showing up literally, like, sit down, have the background guide printed, but you literally, like, look at your character dossier, like, as you're sitting, you're like, oh, cool, this will be fun. Shut it. Don't read any of the other background and go.
Fun.
Yo, if I had another year, I would do that.
It sounds like a challenge, honestly.
That's like a challenge. No, if I had another year, I would do that, because that sounds really fire.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm kidding about not researching, but, like, very genuinely, I do think my lax research style of just, like, not super coming up with a defined arc, but just kind of, like, having an idea of, like, where I'm at and who I want to murder to take their position. It leads to me being more flexible if I get killed, because it's like, okay, I can just, like, shift this over and just kind of, like, do something else.
And I think really the only time that killing someone does something in Model UN is when you are trying to climb the ladder, because then you can absorb their position.
Yeah.
I really, like... should I say, the only time it really works is when you're trying to take power from someone. Yes. If you're killing as, like, a retribution for something, they're just going to come back. Or, like, I don't know. I've never seen punishments in a committee actually have any real impact.
Oh, not at all. And even killing people doesn't really work. And, like, I will tell you, if you're trying to kill someone to take their power, you have to have that plan outlined really, really, really hard and, like, act on it as soon as they give that crisis update. Mm-hmm. Because as soon as they're back... if you give them 15 minutes, they'll be back, like, right where they were.
Yeah, if they have any kind of, like, ability as a delegate, they'll be able to pick themselves up pretty quickly.
Yeah, like, you need to choose the right person that would probably call for an election and just push from there so you can, like, work your way and finesse. And here's a tip for all of you, since I'm not on the circuit anymore, you can't use it against me. If you kill someone that's in power, instead of trying to come and be, like, and take that, like, authoritarian power, create a council.
And I love creating
people
councils.
Love that.
Yeah.
And because, like you'll actually get people to support you. Because if you're like, oh, this person was mysteriously murdered, that's weird, make me king. That's literally not going to work. But be like, I think that we need to... represent the people more, so let's have a big election, and, you know, we'll elect 6 people, and then you can finesse and kill more people on the council and just consolidate your power. It's a step-by-step process.
Well, because you'll have everyone there gathered for the election.
Precisely. Oh, that's nice. I like that idea. Never did that.
Oh my gosh. That's why I always avoid feasts.
People
I'm never going to your party at all.
No, not interested in your party.
I forgot to... okay, also training this weekend. So, I was pregnant the whole time. Like, in my background guide thing, it said I was pregnant. And at the end, I gave birth to twins. And one of the freshmen in committee, like, kept DMing me. I was like, let's make a baby shower for babies. And I was like, no, we're not doing that. And I really appreciate that they were thinking outside the box, because that is like a really, like, slick thing to do.
And it will work a lot of the time.
I literally have sent notes in advance saying, like, I will never attend a party or feast hosted by anybody.
I mean, it's true.
Asked beforehand. But I literally, like, because it was the end and I was like, whatever, it was a training. I was like, oh, I'm going to have a feast. I literally took his idea. I was like, I'm going to have a feast to celebrate these children. And I'm going to serve up that cinnamon, like, oracle juice.
Yep.
And in walks the crisis director and he said, all right, there's a feast going on. Who likes cinnamon in this room? And the kid whose idea was raises his hand and he's like, you're dead. Oh, no. So oh, I guess that, I did kill someone else, but like,
I will say,
it was really funny.
Especially in trainings, because like, I don't know how y'all do your trainings and like what you do and what you allow, but tell a us. Lot of our stuff is, tell us, like, write a guest article. Tell me. But ours are, they're not, like, lax to the point where they're, like, non-instructional, but it's they are just money, a little bit way more, like, chill,
mm-hmm.
And I feel like my shtick for trainings was always trying to kill every single person in the room by the end of the committee by some mass murder, and it worked a lot of the time. I succeeded a lot.
My shtick was trying to sleep with
that someone was your important. Stick.
I have a superlative from sophomore year,
mm-hmm.
That's the Barry White Award. Which, and I didn't know who Barry White was. Go look him up. Look up Barry White. I didn't know
Do you
want to
tell them
White,
who Barry White is?
I genuinely Caroline's like, think I forgot, I've forgotten actually. Most of who
I
Barry
was
going to
say,
is.
I don't
Caroline's
know
like,
Barry
go,
White is.
Go look it up, haha.
That was
I
me,
forgot
that was me saying, I forgot who Barry White was. I don't know, sleeping with people in committee, not, like, in real life, like, through crisis.
So Barry White just basically made, like, love songs, like, smooth jazz love songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Very there smooth we go. Voice.
So.
Probably if you listen to them. Sorry, Caroline, go ahead.
I don't know, it's a good way to, like, get close to people, especially people you want to kill. But then again, you also have to realize, if you're publicly sleeping with them, and they're like, oh, they were killed, you know, in the dead of night or, like, in their house. It's gonna be like, well, you know, who's the first person you look at in a crime? The husband or the wife.
Yeah. Like, my shtick, and maybe this is a liability for me saying this on microphone, is I'm just gonna bleep out this entire section. I don't know, I'm just nervous. We have conferences coming up. But, I'll keep this vague. I like setting up organizations.
Yeah, I think that, I don't think you're alone in that, though.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's, like, just specific, but, you know, that is my thing, so.
Yeah.
Don't come from my throat.
Yeah,
because of this.
I do think it's interesting how people, like, choose their, like, things.
Well, it's like, you figure out what works for you and what brings you to success.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, everyone has a different personality in mind, yada, yada, yada. But, like, if you find something that you think is the best way to success, especially within awards, like, keep doing it. And, you know, maybe there'll be an opinion article out about, like, what the majority of people pick, because I have some words to say about any arc that involves a cult, but.
Speaking of articles, I think I'm gonna do, now that I'm, like, sitting here thinking about it, and I'm gonna put this down for vocal record so I remember to do this.
You're gonna listen to the whole episode to remember this?
No, I think I'm probably gonna do an article or two about, like, ways to successfully kill people in committee and like how to write the notes for that, because I feel like that one's kind of that's a weird thing, and I don't think that anyone ever teaches that.
Honestly, I feel like from what I've seen from Mon newbies,
mm-hmm.
This, you know, we just had an episode about this, but, and I did mention crisis notes are so overwhelming to learn, is like, mm-hmm. I feel like we should just like literally explain to the very basic degree like what mm-hmm. a crisis note is, like every little part of it, and like
that's why I think the easiest way to do it is literally just to, like,
showing.
Sit someone down and be like, these are the notes that I am writing right now. Like, I think that would be the ideal. It's hard to logistically do that, but to pair, like, a new person up with an older person
mm-hmm.
and have them, like, just sit and watch them do it.
Yeah.
We could literally take some of, because I have two of my notepads from my very, very last conference.
Yeah, I have a bunch
and
of
it's notes. Great because
we've been doing that. We've been bringing our Anmon notepads
no,
to
but
show
I'm saying
people.
For, like, the website we can
I could
use
literally
it.
Just type them up and you can see an actual exchange.
We can use TurboScan
in crisis.
Because you can just take a picture of it and it makes a digitized copy of it.
All right. Well, all these ideas here.
I love
I feel like
this brainstorming.
Real quick to bring it back to the topic.
Sure.
Before we go, I just want, five words for the best. Either almost killed, because I know Caroline and I aren't really That's not our shtick.
Yeah.
But, like, five words to describe your best kill or almost kill you've ever had.
Oh, best Max. Kill I've ever had.
You don't have to use all five, but...
Yeah.
I can cut out some okay. time if you're you need a second.
I got it. Ready? Mm-hmm. Dream interpretation gone very bad.
That's pretty good.
Okay, I got my five. Refrigerator poisoning and drone strike.
There we go.
By saying that, that was like literally the same note had both of those things in it to kill this person.
Latin women as one word.
Latin women.
Latin women murder people poison. I'm really
it could have been
this.
Like Latina. Women.
Well,
you could have done Latin women murder people poison.
Oh, that's five. That's five. Oh my god,
you! Oh my god!
All right, now that we know that Kyla cannot count, spell, I don't know.
None. I can't do any of it.
And, four
any of the above.
Oh my god!
I watched that with my. I wish this was recorded just so you could see Caroline go Latin women with one finger, the rest of the words, and end up on four. All right. So with
okay,
that,
well, there it is.
Do I have a motion to close debate?
Yeah, I'll close this. Motion to close debate.
That's in order. All those in favor?
Yep.
Aye.
Debate is thankfully closed.
Point of information, what are your social medias?
You can follow us on Instagram at @mono1podcast, and you can email us any questions or comments that you may have at @mono1.business@gmail.com.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate and review us.